facing wide receiver Davante Adams. Could be a game-time decision for their game in Seattle on Thursday. Adams left their Week 15 matchup over the Lions with a hamstring injury. Jets released veteran wide receiver Alan Lazard, while the Commanders placed wide receiver Noah Brown on injured reserve. NBA Cup championship game tonight in Vegas. Knicks and Spurs, 8:30 Eastern.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Even with recent federal support flowing to agricultural producers, many farmers say deeper problems persist in rural farm economies. Producers say recent bridge payments are welcome, but inadequate to counteract prolonged trade pressures and weak prices. Many producers cite ongoing concerns about rising input costs and supply chain challenges. Rural leaders say long-time solutions like expanded export markets and strengthened domestic agricultural demand are essential to improving farm livelihoods. A bipartisan group of senators called on the USDA to expedite development of a comprehensive bird flu vaccination strategy amid rising infections in commercial flocks. Lawmakers warn that outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza have killed millions of birds, threatening poultry producers coping with many challenges. While USDA announced plans to pursue a vaccine, senators say the lack of a clear timeline and implementation leaves farmers without a dependable tool to protect flocks. The Farm Credit Administration received its quarterly report on economic conditions affecting agriculture and an update on the overall performance of the farm credit system. Despite a turbulent year with tariffs and trade, the U.S. economy is expected to end 2025 on a relatively stable footing. In agriculture, producers face a mixed outlook. Bumper crops have created marketing challenges amid a fluid trade environment and a shortage of storage.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, December 18th and 19th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground in afternoon trading as investors digested the latest jobs report that showed that hiring in November was stronger than forecast. 64,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate slightly overshot forecast, coming in at 4.6%. That is the highest level since September of 2021. Now for October, 105,000 jobs were shed as federal government payrolls shrank. In the meantime, consumer spending was flat in October, with retail sales basically unchanged from September, though sales rose 3.5% on an annual basis. And shares of Ford are flat after the automaker announced a pivot toward hybrids and away from electric vehicles. Ford expects to take a $19.5 billion hit related to a restructuring of its business priorities and a pullback in its all-EV investments. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080. Sometimes
the best way to get your idea across is to put it in a poem. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
The other day, a listener in Idaho Falls, Mr. Willis Nelson, a school superintendent, sent me his poem, The Superintendent's Dilemma. Here it is. Sometimes I sit and ponder long about my work and life and wonder why in school nowadays there's so much stress and strife. And then I realize the job is not like yesterday's. I'm simply flunky now for guys with the innovation craze. There's federal projects, grants and gifts, and piecemeal funding too. Leaves no time to teach the kids the things that I should do. I try to walk the tightrope betwixt the courts of law and not get tangled up with rights of junior, pa, and ma. Some will tell you this'll work, and others say it won't. The truth is, you'll get heck if you do, and twice heck if you don't. Operations in the schools must pass the acid test of OSHA, HUE, and CLU, and all the pesky rest. There's civil rights and human rights and women's rights galore. I wonder what uncertainties the future holds in store. Boys and girls dress alike. You can't tell one from t'other. If you should need to know the sex, you'd have to ask its mother. In clothes and jobs and hair and such, you can't discriminate. It makes you wonder how a boy knows just which one to date. The high court judges see no diff between a her and him. Methinks their years are catching up. Their sight has grown too dim. Give me the good old-fashioned days when gals were gals, not men. For all that femininity, I've kind of get a yen. The liberals say don't frustrate the child with disciplined control. Just let him loose to do his thing and play his chosen role. But he'll waste time and life and limb and ruin others' lot and think he's having lots of fun on drugs and grass and pot. His right to freedom, speech, and work he'll take or leave at will, and little care for public folks who have to pay the bill. The federal help I get from Uncle, I just can't stand much more. With tax, red tape, and interest rates, I'm getting too dang poor. If you should try the federal way of deficits and debt, you'd find an IRS man looking down your neck. I'm somewhat like the school soup, who tried without success to stem the tide of Fed control and all that meddling mess. They told him how to cook the lunch and how to run the school and threatened to withhold his funds if he should break the rule. He finally threw his hands up and said, I'm sick and tired of all this ruckus, do's and don'ts. I'll quit before I'm fired. And so he got a subsidized house with little rent to pay and lived on welfare's easy street, the socialistic way. The moral of this story is, if you can't buck the tide, crawl on the craft of easy life and take a leisure ride. When the public folks have had enough of all this liberal rot, they'll start to call a spade, and things will really pop. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 12:30. The bear is in the building. It's time for Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. We're going to have a lot of testosterone in the studio today. From 12:30 to 1, I've got Rob Covarrubias, owner of Cova Lending and interim president and CEO of the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about the transition that's taking place at the chamber, programs and events you don't want to miss, and membership tiers and partnerships suited to fit your business's needs. Rob, welcome back to PWM.
I appreciate it, Barry. Thank you.
And at 1 o'clock, well, this is a moving target. The 1 o'clock guests, we're going to be having our multi-generational Grape and Grain Society guys. And if for those of you who have missed these shows in the past, we look at history, culture, politics from generational perspectives. And we're supposed to have Kalen Clark. He's actually here in the studio right now. Jay Leach and Jake Frederick. And I'm trying to prevail upon Rob to stay for that segment as well, because it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about all kinds of things: artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and how these are changing our world, anti-Semitism, the growing Groiper movement, and what's happening with our youth in America, and just general generational perspectives on news and events of 2025 and predictions for 2026. Call in with questions or comments. You could also text to 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, you know, Rob, you know, you've been a prominent resident of our community since about 1980.
Yes, sir.
And many of us have known you for decades now from your time in the banking and lending business. You're also the chairman of the Paso Robles Planning Commission, and now you're the interim president and CEO of the Paso Templeton Chamber of Commerce. So why are you such an overachiever?
Maybe I'm a little crazy, that's all.
Yeah, how does Jen put up with you?
One day at a time. One day at a time. No, I'm very blessed. I've got a lot of support from family and friends. And, you know, my wife and I, we just call it pay it forward. Every chance we get, we try to pay it forward. And being part of the chamber is just part of that process.
Well, I just remember a few years ago, you and I were having lunch and we were talking and you were saying, man, I'm looking forward to retiring in about 5 years. And I just laugh my butt off every time I think of you saying that, because I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah. No, I think my wife would love to be able to do that right now. but yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime in the near future, but we'll see. We'll give it a little ride and we'll see where it goes.
All right. So what's the why and how of your new role? And tell us a little bit about this transition at the Paso Templeton Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Barry. Gina Fitzpatrick was our CEO for 10 years. And long story short, made the decision after a good 10-year run, it was time to spend a little bit more time with her family. So she gave notice in September. And so effective very first part of October, the exec committee got together and trying to make a long story short, here I am. So I agreed to take on this role, kind of do it in some stages, trying to, you know, get our foundation where it needs to be so that we become attractive for the next CEO. And it's been a fun experience, if I can use the word fun. It's been a lot of work. The team has been great. We're adding members all the time. As far as staff, we're going to be actively looking for some new staff in January. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a need for maybe a part-time position, sales, marketing, there's a lot of things opening up with the chamber. So send your resumes in. You'll be seeing some posts out there shortly. So we'll be looking to add to our staff here.
Yeah.
Soon.
Interestingly, I mean, we were talking about it before the show. Myrna,
Norma.
Norma, I'm sorry. Yeah. Norma Moy passed away yesterday, I guess.
Yes.
And you know, the Main Street Association was pretty closely tied to the chamber. Is it, what's going to happen next, do you think, there?
Yeah, that's good. You know, I mean, Norma was 92, 93 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, her health, you know, was failing a little bit here towards the end. So, you know, I think I can't speak for the Main Street Board, mm-hmm. but I would assume that, you know, they've already been having some discussions on what to do, what the contingent plan was. I know I did speak with Jeffrey last week briefly. We plan to get together and collaborate a little bit more with Main Street, the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce and Main Street. And the chamber will own it. We need to do a better job of collaborating with them and owning our role in helping them continue to enhance their great programs. I mean, Main Street has some phenomenal stuff. They just had Vine Street. Mm-hmm. I was there on Saturday, and it was awesome, as always. And they have a bunch of other events mm-hmm. that Norma spearheaded many years ago. Elegant Evening, the Christmas Parade. I mean, the word icon is mm-hmm. used with her name quite often, and there's, I don't know if there's a better word to describe her. She's definitely an iconic person in Paso Robles for many, many years.
Yeah, well, I understand they're going to name a street after you soon.
yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see. Unless we get to desperate times here, I don't know. But yeah, it's, you know, again, it's, we're going to send something out to our membership and our communication, our contacts, but obviously from on behalf of the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce, condolences to Norma's family and friends and just everything. It's just, you know, it's no matter if it's expected or anticipated or not, it's never easy.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So the work of any Chamber of Commerce is tied to the community's needs. You know, what are the top areas of focus for you and the board of directors right now?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do a better job of, and we've already started to implement some things, is just overall communication. You know, we're, you know, the chamber used to be known for bringing chamber members, business owners together in a collective area to network and socialize, compare notes, share information. And based on feedback that I started to get in October, it seemed like we weren't doing an efficient job in that area, at least for any time recently. So one of the focuses that we've done immediately is to create opportunity for our business community to get together and connect with one another. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a huge driver, a huge need, especially in our economy, our, you know, current things that are going on. People still require and still demand high touch. Mm-hmm. Nothing better than, I think, than being able to talk and communicate directly eye to eye with others in the industry. So the chamber is really trying to bring together opportunities to do that. We've got a mixer tomorrow night at the Anderson Paso. It's the old Tooth and Nail facility. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow night. It looks like we're going to have well over 100 people there already registered to attend. That doesn't count those that just show up. So if you don't have anything going on tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30, Anderson Paso, a great way to go and network. And you know, especially for this, typically the holiday mixer was one of the biggest of the year. And we appreciate everything the Anderson Paso has done to step up to host this tomorrow night. And then, of course, we've got our huge gala, our biggest event of the year, coming up February 28th. It's a Saturday at Rava Winery. Typically, we have approximately 375 to 400 attend that. So we have a committee. We're starting to put things into motion. Invitations have been sent. So we're going to get that
What's
going.
What's the date on that again?
February 28th.
Okay. All right.
Last Saturday in February.
Okay.
A great opportunity. If you've never attended, you need to come. It's a great event. Again, it's our biggest of the year. Great way to network, to meet other folks. We're going to honor the Roblin of the year, which I can't announce who that is yet. And then, of course, the beautification of the year as well. So can't announce those yet, but those will be coming out here shortly.
You know, I don't want to get political here, but I think you really touched on a really important aspect of things. You know, in a town like Paso Robles, you know, and Templeton, you know, it is the personal touch that makes a big difference. And I think that some of the stuff that I hear about comments about our city councils and all that kind of stuff and school boards and all that, it seems like sometimes those organizations have lost touch with people who are longtime residents of the community. I don't want to be negative or anything like that, but I think that that's a really good approach for the chamber, a good place for the chamber to be, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's important that, you know, the chamber needs to collaborate with a lot of different organizations within our city. We have a lot of great organizations, other mm-hmm. nonprofits. You know, we have a lot of great city leaders. I mean, I've mm-hmm. spent a lot of time recently talking with our city manager, our city mayor, other council folks, folks on the planning commission. We have some very intelligent, smart, caring people that are leading our city. And, you know, I think as a community, we're all entitled to our opinion. We're mm-hmm. all entitled to our views. But to be honest, and I hate to be so bold, I just think sometimes we need to take a step back and just cut people some slack. Especially those that are volunteering. I mean, there are so many great people out there volunteering their time and effort to make Paso Robles what it is, which is a great place to live, work, raise your family. And, you know, the chamber is part of that. Other businesses, other city organizations, nonprofits, we're all in this together. So,
well, you know, when you see what's going on in the big cities all around the country.
Yeah.
I wake up blessed every day that I live here.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, we have plenty to complain about, but sure. But it's really wonderful that we live in a community that, right. where there's, you know, people like this and you know, it is a community.
Right. Well, and again, we certainly, those of us that have been doing this for a long time, and I've been in the business world, the banking world, the volunteerism world for a long time, I don't have rose-colored glasses. It is, you know, I understand we have challenges, that there are things going on that need to get better. I get it. I absolutely don't disagree. However, sometimes I think our approach and how we communicate that and how we express our views, sometimes the professionalism kind of goes sideways on us a little yeah. bit. And that's, I think, what makes it frustrating. Let's stick to the subject matter. Let's stick to the challenges that we have. Let's all work together. And certainly, I think if we can all collaborate together, and whether we agree or not, mm-hmm. right, we can still make progress. And that's important for the chamber. That's what our goal is we try to stay out of politics as a general practice. But we are huge advocates for business. We are pro-business. And we have a lot of, we're 800 plus membership and growing quickly. So, you know, we want to be a voice for many industries. We have 21 board members representing 21 different industries. So, I mean, it's a great diverse group. We have 6 new board members that have joined us. Thank you to the 2025 board members that just left us. But, you know, we're a diverse group that we all of, you know, the board are all volunteers.
Right.
Trying to make a difference.
Yep.
And so, I couldn't be prouder of the group we have. I couldn't be prouder of our staff and our membership as a whole. Great things are happening.
All right. Real quickly here, not real quickly, but, you know, talk about the various different membership levels. And I'm particularly also would like you to unpack some of the partnerships that you're putting together.
Yeah. So we have different tiers. If you're a business owner, you can become a member of the chamber for as little as $349 a year. And certainly each level, comes with perks that you get. And then you can go what we call our Chairman Circle Partners. Those are a high end. They're so important to the chamber. Our entire membership is important, but our Chairman Partners are the big investors, the $5,000 silver investors, the $7,500 gold and platinum at 10 and diamond at 15. These folks, they are hugely valued by our organization, and we're going to make sure that they you know, people always want a value for their dollars, mm-hmm. especially in our current economy. And we're going to make sure that happens by all of these different partnerships.
Can you kind of give us some examples of some of the special stuff that happens between you and the that level of?
Absolutely. Yeah. So marketing exposure is huge for these folks. You know, we have a new philosophy when it comes to membership, and our goal is to we don't want our membership to ask to be seen or heard, and we're going to make a point to make sure that all of our membership, but in particular our Chairman Circle partners, hear and see their name advertised on a consistent basis. We want them to casually hear their business being promoted by the chamber. We want them to see their business being promoted by the chamber. And that's easily done through many marketing tools that we have. We have great relationships with a number of media outlets. And so we want to make sure. Then we want to bring all of these people together on a regular basis. You know, networking amongst each other, giving people an opportunity to speak about their business. People love talking about their business and the services they provide. And we're going to provide a platform mm-hmm. on a regular basis in order to make that happen.
Any, I don't want to put you on the spot, but yep. can you mention any of these?
Dick Woodland is a new 2026 Chairman Circle sponsor. Primal House is another new 2026. Henry Elizarez, State Farm Insurance is a new 2026. I mean, we're just growing. And then we have some renewing ones. Bellacera is now looking to renew. We've got the Paso Robles Inn. Kristen over there is doing a fantastic job with that entire network of hotels that they have. You know, Astound. I think, don't quote me on it, but I want to say we probably had 13 or 14 Chairman Circle partners last year. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have 20 plus.
That's great.
In 2026.
That's good growth.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we have many others that are still mm-hmm. connecting. Mechanics Bank, I just thought of, is on board again for another renewal. Columbia Bank is on board again for another mm-hmm. year. And there's others that we're meeting with that I can't imagine that they wouldn't renew. Because again, a lot of great things are happening at the chamber, and we've got a little bit of momentum going.
So you mentioned that you're looking to bring some new folks on as employees. What kind of roles are you looking to fill?
Yeah, so we need an admin assistant. We need some marketing help. We need sales. If you're good at sales, love dealing with business owners and creating, you know, helping us drive membership. We want to talk to you. Visitor center staff, we have a great core to our visitor center staff. They're all part-time employees. Some have been around for a very, very long time. Debbie and Deborah have been there. Vanessa's new. Corinne is new. They're doing a great job. Natalia's doing a great job. It's just a great group of ladies that kill it, and they love dealing with our tourists and locals that come in looking for some guidance on places to stay, where to eat, things to do, and they're fantastic. And then, of course, Krista has been here. She's our longest tenured regular staff member. She's doing a fantastic job. And then we just brought Mae Gonzalez back under a contract basis for marketing, and she's killing it.
Great, great. And then also you have a bunch of volunteer opportunities, don't you?
We do. We have a great network of ambassadors. The list is growing. I believe we're now up to about 20, 21 ambassadors. When I started, I think we had 7 or 8. And so the ambassadors is a great way to get connected with the chamber, who in turn, we're going to connect you with a ton of resources and businesses throughout our community through all of our events. And then, of course, the ambassadors help us with events. They join other committees. We just had a few join our gala committee, which is fantastic. Appreciate all those that volunteered for that. So if you're looking for a way to get involved with the chamber and are not on our board, the ambassador group would be a great way to just call our office, either speak with myself or Krista, and we'll get you connected.
All right. And so again, tomorrow night you have your Christmas, your monthly
event. Our holiday mixer at the Anderson Paso, 4:30
okay.
to 6:30.
And that's still open for folks to stop by.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we return, I'm going to ask Rob for his forecast pertaining to the commercial and residential lending markets and also what future economic growth is looking like here in the North County. So folks, stay tuned for some more insightful stuff from Rob.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Rob Covarrubias, Cova Lending, and Interim President and CEO of the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce. You can call in or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, you know, Rob, I'd let you know, you are kind of an insider here. You're doing a lot of, wearing a lot of different hats. You know what the, money market looks like, you know, money looks like around here, and here you're on the Planning Commission, and I'm not looking for any inside information here, because I know you guys are very careful about all that kind of stuff. But overall, I mean, what's your take on our overall economic development picture, particularly in the North County?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that Chris Huot and I have been talking about is bringing back maybe a kind of a State of the North County event again, and it's something that he and I will continue to talk about and hopefully bring that back soon. But, you know, like any community or like any area, there are certain challenges. You know, we share an office with the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance, so that is a great, great organization. Joel and his team, you know, represent or help foster, you know, ton of wineries in our area. The wine industry as a whole, because it's so important to us, you know, has gone through some challenges. You know, they say the younger generation isn't drinking as much wine these days. They're migrating more to other things, beer and some stuff. But, you know, I think as a whole, our economy is still thriving. I mean, if you talk, I mean, certainly you can find those that are challenged, but if you talk to enough business owners, they're going to tell you that, you know, they're doing okay. Are they doing as well as maybe historically? Maybe not. But, you know, as business owners, you learn that things cycle, right? If you continue to provide a product and a service that is meaningful and in demand, you're going to find a big enough network that's going to want your product. So, you know, we got to sometimes price things accordingly. Material costs are up, but, you know, they're starting to flatten out a little bit in some areas. Interest rates, as you guys know, Fed's dropped rates another quarter. People automatically assume that means mortgage rates are going to drop right away as well, and that is not always the case. The 30-year right now is in the mid to low sixes. Could it get lower? Sure. Is it projected to get lower? Sure. But how much lower is always the unknown. You know, the 5-year Treasury is about 3.6% right now, which is a great rate, a great Treasury rate. That's really important to the commercial side of lending, which, you know, I'm happy to report, and we really love and appreciate all of our clientele base. Cova Lending is very busy with a lot of commercial stuff, with a lot of commercial real estate, There's a lot of stuff going on in the mortgage world as well, especially in the non-QM market.
Non-QM.
Yeah, so
what?
those are those products that are bank statement loans, asset depletion loans, don't need tax returns, need a lot of the paperwork. They do it. There's a formula that we use. DSCR, literally just based on the rents for
DSCR.
DSCR.
What does that stand
debt
for?
Debt service coverage ratio.
Got it.
Mortgage products that are based on just the rents, which is awesome. An awesome product. Those rates right now are, you know, can be in the mid sixes.
Really?
Don't even need to provide tax returns. Don't need to provide any of that paperwork. So, again, this is not a plug for COVA lending, but if you need help or some direction,
right,
whether we do the loan for you or not, one of the things we pride ourselves on is we just want to educate people and make sure they get the right information so they can make the best choice for them. So
based on what I did a little bit of research here on, and it looks like, I mean, over into 2026 to 2030, it looks like the commercial lending space is going to be a very active and robust.
Yeah, it should be very active. There's information out there. It's no secret, but there is a lot of commercial real estate that is getting ready to mature in the coming years, 2026 included. So obviously with those maturities, they've got to do something with them.
Right.
So yes, there is a lot going on in the commercial world, especially on matured loans. Keep in mind, in most cases, most maturities on commercial loans last 5, 7, or 10 years. We do have resources for 30-year fixed products on commercial, which is rare. But in most cases, they do mature in 5, 7, or 10 years. And there's a lot of those maturities are happening here in the coming years.
And then is there a lot of commercial property available up here in the North County right now?
I wouldn't say a lot, but here's the beauty of our area. There's still lots of things in the works. As you mentioned, I'm on the Planning Commission, and there's just a lot of great projects out there still on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So, as those come to fruition, there again is the opportunity, right? Opportunities for investors, opportunities for owner-occupied. There's just a lot going on, especially out by the airport. It's been said for a long time, there's a lot of things happening still and a lot of things on the horizon out there.
What's happened with all these opportunity zones? I mean, has that panned out for the North County at all? I mean, you know, apparently there was money being invested into opportunity zones, you know, has any of that happened up here?
Yeah, I would have to research that more to have an opinion on that. But there's definitely opportunities out there as far as, commercial real estate. Prices, are still at a premium. If you're a seller, you can still sell your facility for a decent price. If you're a buyer, rates are starting to cooperate a little bit. So that makes it a little bit more manageable and doable. So, there are plenty of pockets of commercial real estate in our area that are viable resources and things to consider. And then, of course, the housing market. I mean, there's a ton of new housing coming on the market. The question is always affordable housing, right?
Right.
So, that's a whole entirely different topic.
Where do you see that? I know there's that whole development on, what is it, Lane Road, Lane Road.
Yeah,
is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's happening quickly. There's a lot going on out there. They're going up fast.
Are they?
The price point, some of those projects out there, they have to allocate a certain amount to low income or moderate income type stuff. But I get it. It's not inexpensive stuff to purchase, especially if you're a first time home buyer. But there's plenty of programs out there that can assist people with trying to get them into their first home.
All right, great. Okay, so if somebody wants to get in touch with you, Rob, how's the about money, loans, and all that kind of stuff? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so they can reach me. They can call me at the office, 805-610-6194, or I seem to be at the chamber office a lot. Come by anytime at the chamber office. I'm happy to talk to you about all topics.
All right, Rob, thanks for being here and giving us an update. And folks, we'll be back on the other side of the break with the generational panel and talking about issues of the day. So stand by. It'll be fun.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.